Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, which I do, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank. Member FDIC. Rob, the big news of the day, had Bobby Knight not passed away, we would have led with this, but Josh McDaniels fired, doesn't even complete his second year with the Las Vegas Raiders. The only thing that surprises me, Rob, and we've broached this subject before, and he should have been fired. I mean, you could justify it after his first year. But every time I kind of brought it up, a lot of people would say, I mean, people in the NFL,
the money, right?
Like that. Yeah. Like, remember, when they fired John Gruden, what do you have, that 10-year, $100 million contract?
Right. So there was like 60 left.
6 years left, right.
Right, but he got a settlement. It was a settlement, right. He didn't get all 60.
Right. You still paid him a lot of money to go away and not coach. And now Josh McDaniels has 4 years, Rob, left on his deal.
Was it a six-year deal?
It was a six-year deal. So he got 4 years left. So that was why people thought, they won't fire him. But, Rob, I think, obviously, the coaching job, I mean, he's been horrible. That team was 10-7 and made the playoffs the year before he got there.
And that was after the whole John Gruden thing blew up in their face, Chris.
Right,
and they
Rich Bisaccia came, the interim, and they played well. And then, Rob, they added Davante Adams and Chandler Jones. So you added talent and got way worse. They went 6-11. They blew. Remember all those blown leads they blew?
Yep.
And I think, too, Rob, because the record, I mean, it's, what are they, 3-5? Not horrible. Obviously, many coaches, particularly in their second year, get to coach through something like that. But, Rob, you don't have to be a personality expert to see that the morale on that team was gone.
Yep.
It was gone. And I think that's what Mark Davis finally was like, look, this is not going to get better because our morale, and you saw it through Davante Adams more than anybody, but our morale is gone. As long as he's here coaching, these guys are not going to play, you know, well. And so I think he made the change for that reason.
And I also think, Chris, part of it is the quarterbacking situation. Garoppolo and Hoyer are both his guys.
Yep.
And after that, when Garoppolo got hurt, instead of going to the kid, right, what's his name, Connor, Chris –
Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, they decided to go with Hoyer. And you know what Hoyer is. I mean, he's just a backup quarterback. You could throw him for a game or two. He's not a guy who's going to – and why wouldn't you play the younger guy trying to find out what he is, you know, long term and whatnot? Jimmy Garoppolo's not your future. And I think that there was a clash there.
I agree.
Where, you know, where Davis was, Mark Davis was like, dude, no, this guy's hard-headed. He only wants to do what he wants to do. And he has no results. I've told you this before, Rob G. I don't know if you got the number, but Chris, if you look at Josh McDaniels after the six-0 start with
which
Denver,
they cheated to get
and now you know
was
we know that
the league about right.
Yeah,
right.
We all know
well,
that.
He's 14-33 without that 6-0 start.
Think about
so
that.
With no cheating, he's 14-33, and Rob, that's like a 28% winning percentage. It's one of the worst. In history.
And this guy's gotten three jobs, Chris. Don't forget, he got the Colts job and stood them up at the altar. He's had three jobs.
Yeah. Look, I get a guy having a bad first, you know, go round as a coach. I mean, let's not forget, Bill Belichick made the playoffs one time in 5 years in Cleveland, was fired there. And then, of course, goes to New England, and the rest is history. So,
well,
you know,
go
guys
to the Jets
can,
for one day. Don't forget the Jets show. Yeah, right. He was the Jets coach for one day.
Right, and he pulled out of that. And that wasn't a Josh McDaniels situation. He just, you know, wanted something
better. Josh never showed up.
Right, but, you know, so I'm not saying because a guy struggles his first time as a head coach that he could never get another chance. But, Rob, I don't know, Josh McDaniels – it was just a lot. There were a lot of reasons not to even hire him. I mean, the cheating scandal was one, as well as the just lack of productivity as a head coach in Denver.
And he's supposed to be this offensive guru,
and as you said,
Chris,
not going to Indianapolis.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff not to like.
Yep.
And they Mark Davis overlooked it. But this is because I don't know why these owners and people are enamored by the Bill Belichick coaching tree.
Well, you know why. You're saying they shouldn't be. But they're just looking at a guy that won, right.
Right, but they shouldn't be, given the history, Chris, that most of the other guys who have gotten jobs have failed. I think, Is it Brown? Bill O'Brien in Texas.
And he did fine.
But they won a couple playoff games.
He just couldn't take them to the next level. Right. But he's the one that's been the most successful by far, you know. And the Patriot way, I've said this, Rob, and you know, I've compared the Patriots to the San Antonio Spurs. They were both, you know, I don't want to argue over what a dynasty is, but, you know, I consider the Spurs a dynasty. Whether or not you want to give them that, you know, they were a great team for 20 years. And same thing with the Patriots. And they both had similar, you know, type programs. And Rob, one of the keys for both of them, Tom Brady, as good as he was, and as good as he became especially, always was coachable. He would let Belichick go off on him in film, right in front of the other players. And he was coachable. He accepted that. Tim Duncan, Rob, same thing with Greg Popovich. He accepted that. And when the best player lets that happen, everybody else has no choice but to, you know, fall in line. But you saw with Popovich, Greg, or Rob, Kawhi Leonard wasn't having it. Different style of player, like different personality, like, nah, I'm not going for that, you know? And other players were like that. And until they just got Victor Wembanyama, it was looking bad. And we see the same thing with Belichick. He hasn't had much success, period, without Tom Brady. 10 years without Brady, he's coached, and only twice has he made the playoffs. But I don't want to take away what he did with Brady because everybody's had great players. But still, every successful coach, I'm just saying, you know, it may not have worked out for him for all we know, but – that Patriot way, Rob, has not had much success else, or to be honest, without Tom Brady anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there, and I do understand. I just think when you look at the Bill Belichick and his success, Chris, to the side, it's one thing, especially since he's such a defensive guy and that's what his strength is. But some of these other guys who have gone on, and I just, if I was an owner, like even when they went back to Josh McDaniels, how do you go back to him, Chris? Like, it didn't work out in Denver.
You mean the Raiders hiring you?
Yeah, like in the first place. Like, first of all, I'd be scared to death because what he did to the Colts, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll take the job. Right. And then he stood him up at the altar. But then if they would have done their homework to see, like, they got off to that great start, and then it was bad. He also drafted Tim Tebow. Who else did he run out of there in Denver, you know, for Tebow? Brandon Marshall and Kyle Orton. You remember that, Chris? He ran those guys out.
Running out Kyle Orton is...
No, it was Cutler. That's what I was thinking of. Cutler.
Cutler, okay.
Chicken Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
But my point is, I question that he got this other opportunity. And the offense, which is really the crime, because that's supposedly his strength, right? He's an offensive guy and didn't really know how to use Davante Adams. Davante Adams had a really good year his first year, Chris, but it still didn't feel like he was utilized like he should have. There were games where
he had a huge year.
I know.
I think it was his second best year ever.
But there were some games where he didn't have stuff. He was frustrated, obviously. And this year with Jimmy G, it was obvious that he wasn't happy. And I just wonder, that bad showing on Monday night against the Lions, that probably was just the final straw.
My thing too, Rob, and the Raiders have horrific management. Period. All right. And I mean, it falls at the feet of Mark Davis. Okay. And I'm not here to rip him, but still, they just don't do things the right way. And my thing is this, Rob, if you knew and you didn't know, this was obviously you saw how bad things were, but this feels like it was kind of a last minute decision, because if you were new, okay, we're getting rid of the head coach, we're going to play Aiden O'Connell. All right. That means you're starting over, essentially. You're going in a new direction. Why not try to trade Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs, for that matter, and get something for them? Get some draft picks. Build up a storage house of draft picks for you to really start the right way. And they're going to trade those guys eventually. Davante will probably be traded in the offseason, but you missed the great opportunity to move him now, or at least to see what teams would give up for him. And if you knew you were going to do this, why didn't you just trade him and maybe Jacobs as well? So to me, that's just another sign of their mismanagement. But Rob, to your point about the Patriots coaching tree, Rob G's got some numbers of the Belichick disciples and what they've done elsewhere.
Well, they haven't done a whole heck of a lot, guys. Okay, Sporting News identified 10 former Belichick coordinators or assistant coaches under him that went on to become head coaches.
I'm not sure we should call them disciples, Chris. Maybe sinners, because they haven't done the right thing.
Of the 10, only two of them are above 500 as coaches. One of them being Bill O'Brien, 4 games above 500. Al Groh being the other one. Of course, he only coached one season before going back to college.
Al Groh, was he with the Jets for 1 year?
Yeah, so here we go. This is the list in the way they ordered from worst to first. Josh McDaniels was 20-33. Matt Patricia, Rob's guy, 13-29-1. Don't discount
the
tie.
Awful with that, the Lions, terrible. Chris.
Guy had a pencil with a laminated play
that
sheet.
That was a 9-7 team he took
over. Yep, he took over worse. From Jim Caldwell. Yep.
That's right.
Ran it into the ground.
Joe Judge went 10-23.
Judge Judy was
that
better.
Was a nightmare.
Romeo Crennel, who somehow got 3 coaching jobs, went 32-63.
Now that's the nice one that guy, is surprising. Yeah, Romeo Crennel, 3 jobs. Where else did
some
he coach?
Of these? And Romeo wouldn't fall into this category. Some of these were disasters.
Yes,
like Patricia, and I think it's because of their personality. And Romeo was a different personality than these guys, but Patricia and Judge, the arrogance, right? This is how we do it. And I get it. You're a coach. That's what you do. But their arrogance and personalities just made the losing that much worse.
Right. And then, Rob, you know, hate to bring it up again. Your Detroit Lions. Jim Schwartz, 29-51. Bad head coach. Swartz very good defensive like coordinator.
Right. He's doing great in Cleveland. Didn't he have a year or two where it was like, oh, he's looking. I think it was 1 year.
Do you remember there was a game? I don't know if you guys remember this. There was a game where Jim Harbaugh, when he was the coach of the 49ers, beat Schwartz at the end, and they had like this terse handshake. Yep, you remember,
I remember that? I remember
like,
that.
Let go of my hand or something. I remember that. Yeah,
all right, we move down the list. Eric Mangini, the man genius, 33-47, now does great work for TV. I wonder if he wants to get back
into
coaching.
He had some good years, though.
Yeah, the man genius was, and then I believe, I don't know if I'm wrong, Rob, you might correct me on this. Was he the guy who first suggested that they were stealing signs in New England?
Yes.
Okay.
And well, remember, he's the guy who was there. So he, right.
And you know what? I'm not mad. Like, if I know we're playing you, don't pull that mess with us.
Right. Well, but that was the whole thing. Is like, right. I know. I know.
And then the last couple more recently, Brian Flores, 24-25. He might get another head coaching job soon, what he's doing with the defense in Minnesota. Yeah. And Brian Daboll, who started out of a cannon the first year with New York and now is finding out the other half lives, 11-13-1.
He sure is. All right. Well, let's throw it out to the listeners, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Josh McDaniels just the final straw? The last bit of evidence you need to say the Bill Belichick coaching tree, don't hire from it. Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of that protection in one place. It's a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about Belichick's coaching tree. Your thoughts now.
All right, let's kick it off with Thomas in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Thomas in the Bay Area?
Yes, sir. What's
How
up?
How are you? Yep.
You know, similar to like Popovich, you had mentioned how, you know, they had a great run, some had great players. But when you look at Bill Belichick's coaching tree, they say he's not really informative and, you know, shares his knowledge with his assistants. And you look at Popovich, you look at Mike Brown, Budenholzer, Steve Kerr, Ime Udoka, guys that have played or worked under him. They're real successful, and it's probably because of, you know, sharing philosophies more so than Belichick, who's more secretive.
No, I think that's fair. And that is one difference between them for sure. I think their personalities, at least publicly, seem a bit different. But, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Are most of his guys, though, get the jobs, Chris? They're offensive guys, aren't they? Which is weird because he's not. Yeah.
Yeah, they're guys that were on his staff.
Now, Jim Schwartz was defensive,
he was running
right?
the defense for the most part.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's
so,
kind of weird.
Would it be offensive guys?
Scott in Idaho, you're on the Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
First-time
caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate it.
So you guys are like the best part of my commute home. I just want to say that. You guys are doing a great job on the stage.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, like, I mean, history, like, with the Belichick tree, it's just not that great. I mean, even with Josh McDaniels' resume for the Raiders, it's just under 500, and it's, like, the bright spot on his career is cheating. Like, he's not caught by it. So, like, I don't know. It just feels like that Mark McDaniels, I can't talk.
Mark Davis
is just a giant Patriots fan. Are you trying to sell the franchise to Tom Brady for a little bit?
Right.
He kind of seems fishy.
Well, he definitely seems starstruck.
He tried to do it, and the league wouldn't let him. He's trying to sell it to give Brady the part of the team, Chris, under market value.
Yep.
That ain't happening. Adrian in Riverside, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, yo, Adrian?
Yo, what's up, gentlemen? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Good to have you.
Hey, I think this was a train wreck, man. The Las Vegas Patriots or the New England Raiders, whatever you want to call them. It was bad, man. For an offensive guy to go out there and get Jimmy checked down, Jimmy can't throw the deep ball.
Yep.
You got a thoroughbred, a stallion. Like, from what games I've seen, he's throwing the slant to Tay and getting him lit up, or he's throwing it way over, throwing him. It just didn't work.
What was the other game, Chris? He missed Devontae Adams twice.
Well, that game, Monday night.
And I was wondering, I mean, Mark Davis obviously has no problem with coaching, hiring guys with some baggage. I wonder if he has Harbaugh maybe in his eyes down the road with, you know, what's going on there in Michigan.
There have been names thrown out. I'm guessing it's just guys thrown out.
What are you hearing, Chris? Give me a name.
Well, no, it's just been reported that Harbaugh's been on the list that I've seen. But I don't know that there was anything, you know, that substantive to it.
The only story out there was that Michigan pulled back the extension, and he denied it. But it's interesting, you know, as that story plays out in Ann Arbor. Gary, in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, okay, so I have 3 points to make. First of all, I don't even consider him Belichick disciples. I consider him Tom Brady disciples, because even Belichick is just like those guys when he leaves Tom Brady. And my second point is, Josh McDaniels needs to be out the league. I think he rode Brady's coattails. I wouldn't hire this guy as my OC. And my third point is, I'm surprised Rob Parker doesn't think he's a great head coach, because according to Rob Parker, quarter to rings matter. He has like 4 rings.
Not when you cheat.
That is true, Rob. You do try to give Belichick 2 rings as a defensive coordinator with the Giants.
No, but it just tells you about his. It tells you about that he's been a winner longer than just in New England. That's my point.
Well, but again, a lot of guys as coordinators are winners, but they got proven as a head
that
coach. Defense,
I covered that team. That was
it was
great
a great team,
team.
But McDaniel's offenses were great in New England.
Yeah, but what success did he have as a head coach?
None. Belichick, his point was Belichick hasn't had any success as a head coach without Tom Brady.
No, that's not.
He
I'm
hasn't.
Not that. Chris, they didn't just win those Super Bowls based on on offense. Stop it. They had a top five defense. They had a top five defense. Stop.
You're arguing something I didn't say. What I said and what the
call. Trying to discount him totally like it's all Tom Brady.
Can I make a statement?
Go ahead, make your statement. I'm just not buying it.
I haven't argued. You don't have to buy it, but at least address what I said, not something else. I've always said, and I just said it earlier when we were talking, you can't take away what Bill Belichick has done with Brady. I'm not going to take away his 6 rings. He's arguably the GOAT. But I am saying it's a fact he has done very little without Tom Brady as his quarterback. Defenses were great, but Brady was there. The defenses were great when Brady wasn't there, and they did nothing. They made the playoffs 2 times in 10 years.
When they beat the Rams, okay, the 6th Super Bowl.
Who was the quarterback?
Okay, Tom Brady had no touchdowns, no touchdowns and a pick. Okay, the Rams averaged 35 points a game.
You obviously have nothing. If you're not going to argue the point I'm making.
Stop.
I never said he didn't do anything with Brady as the quarterback.
Brady wouldn't have won those games.
Brady
wouldn't have won those games, Chris.
He was
a game manager the first 3 Super Bowls.
Brady proved he can win without Belichick.
Stop it.
Second year in the league, he led the league in touchdowns. You stop it.
He was a game manager. Go look at the stats.
A game manager that led the league in touchdowns.
Go look at the stats, Chris.
Game manager led the league in touchdowns.
Go look at the stats. His first touchdown.
You look at the stats. You don't want to
clearly
don't know what
he had one touchdown. He had one touchdown in the entire postseason. And you're going to say it was about Tom Brady? Come on, man. You're better than that.
Young people listening.
You're better than that.
When you are debating someone, argue their point. Don't argue against something that
you're not
saying.
No, your point is irrational.
I'm not even saying.
And illogical. I can't get there.
Here's where I'll go. That's your opinion. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're also in the final stretch to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And our next guest, former NFL Executive of the Year, also a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy.
What's up, gentlemen? How we doing?
Hey, Randy, can I make a call for you on your behalf to go to Las Vegas and bail those guys out? They need help there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mess there right now. I don't know what their plan is. I'm not shocked by the firings, but I'm a little surprised by the timing, that's for sure.
Let me ask you about the first, when you say you're not shocked, and Josh McDaniels, I mean, his record, you take away those first 6 wins in Denver, it's been pretty bad, his 2 coaching.
Which were cheating.
Yeah, and he got busted for cheating with the videotape and signals, but he took over a team that was in the playoffs, and they went south. But was this, Randy, about the quarterback situation? Because it seems like there was some sort of disconnect where he wanted to play Hoyer and they want the kid to play. What do you make of this? What was the last straw?
Well, I'm not sure about the last straw, Rob, but there's been many. And as you mentioned, sometimes perspective and intervention has to happen, whether it's from the owner or above the coach and GM. But this seemed to me like a lesson in we'd rather have our guys and almost lose than have anybody else's guys and keep the
playoff team alive. Right. Like you said, they took over a playoff team. And I think sometimes when egos and agendas get involved, they make decisions that aren't necessarily the best for the franchise. You saw it happen last year when I thought the Saints played them by acquiring Derek Carr. I heard a couple guys say they traded him. They didn't trade him. He had to be released. And his game that he played, because he has a no trade clause, helped show the way for me that these guys might be over their head. New Orleans ended up with him and having gave nothing for him. Not that he's a great player, but right. just the exit, the process itself, just kind of led me to believe, well, I'm not sure if these guys really can connect the dots. Inexperienced in the GM chair, a coach that didn't have the best personality in dealing with players, that's kind of a bad mix.
Randy, what do you think? Like, I think one of the problems, we heard Travis Kelce talk about the problems that the Chiefs offense is having. I mean, they faced the Denver team that we all know gave up 70 points in a game, and they scored 28 in two games combined against Denver. I think it's because their receivers just aren't up to the job. I don't even think they have a legit number two receiver, let alone a number one. What are your thoughts on their receivers and their offensive struggles? And why do you think they haven't, whether it was this past offseason or even before the trade deadline, gone and got a better receiver for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I think those are all valid points that I hold similar thoughts on. I think sometimes when we put together our team on paper, it looks like one thing. And then when you get into camp and you start playing real games, it looks like something else. And I do think the Chiefs thought these young guys would develop. Tony would develop, Rice would develop. And you're right, they made the trade for Hardman a couple weeks ago, really only based on the fact that he can come play right now because he knows the system.
Right.
I think this group as a whole has let him down big time. Now, obviously, losing to Denver wasn't in the cards, and we know Pat Mahomes was sick and all that. But I agree with you. This group as a whole, the wide receiver room, has let them down, much like it's happened in similar fashion in Green Bay. Their young receivers haven't developed either. And sometimes coaching is not necessarily just about calling plays. It is about developing these guys. And not that I would challenge Andy Reid by any means. I just think somewhere along the line, the development, the teaching part of this receiver group just hasn't come through. I'm surprised they didn't make a deal as well, just as I'm surprised Green Bay didn't do the same thing and try to add a veteran receiver to the mix.
Now, let me stop you, Randy, because are you giving Patrick Mahomes a pass and Jordan Love passes? Let me just give you, for Patrick Mahomes, 10th in passing, tied with, second in interceptions. Statistically, this is his worst season as a starter. There are at least five or six other quarterbacks having better seasons than him. Is it all on everybody else, or is he also, are the receivers throwing interceptions?
Well, I think he's struggling from the standpoint of he's not trusting what he's seeing. And some of those young guys, if you're not on the same page with the quarterback, you're not going to be productive. And I'm not giving him a pass by any means, Rob. I think he's had a year for his standards that we're all used to that he's probably right. not proud of. I think it's a long year. I think he can come back from this, but these receivers have to develop. Same with Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's case, he's the speed of the game has really sped up for him. He started the season with two really good games where he right. slowed everybody else down, and now it's reversed. He's really struggling to find people open, and these young receivers in Green Bay are the same thing. They're just not all on the same page.
I know you got – there's time to go, Chris. One more – I'm sorry, follow-up on Jordan Love. What do you do if this doesn't get better? I mean, is he like – hanging by a string on whether or not they had 4 years to watch this guy in practice. Now you get out there, like you say, started pretty good, but it's been ugly for them. They've had two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks for 30 years. Do they panic, or do they think that they've seen enough to let this guy develop?
I don't think they have any choice. They've got to see it through. I think some of it falls on Matt LaFleur and the offense itself. Their running game has kind of disappeared. We haven't seen that be a particular friend of a young quarterback in Green Bay like we had hoped it would. But I think Matt LaFleur, in his first really test of some negativity as a leader, he's got to step forward as well. Aaron Rodgers made a lot of people look good.
Right.
Same as Tom Brady did for years in New England. Now it's time for Matt to kind of step up as well. And I haven't seen that yet. I think it's in there. I don't know him, but I think I know an offensive scheme that is pretty dang good for NFL standards. He's got to find a way to get this quarterback to play good. So I think it's a little bit of everybody has plenty of blame to go around in Green Bay, including the front office that has kind of neglected a group of leaders that they need a leader or two in that room as well.
Randy, we got some big games this weekend. One of the biggest, of course, Dallas and Philadelphia. How do you see this one playing out and kind of give us a preview of this matchup?
Well, there's always a few games that are referendums, that's for sure. And I think this is definitely one for Dallas especially. Dallas has been pushed around a little bit, and their offensive and defensive lines really haven't matched up well with big physical teams. And obviously Philly hasn't hit on all cylinders, but that's what their game is. They kind of four-corner you to death. They push you around. We saw them do it last week with Miami. They control the ball. They do it a little different, and I think this is definitely a big game for them. You're right, there are some other big games, including the one in Frankfurt that opens our Sunday with Kansas City and Miami. So I like the schedule this weekend for sure.
How about the Giants and that – like? You could have played that game 100 times. There's no way you lose that game, Randy. And help me understand this, because I really don't. I don't understand. There's no other quarterback in America that could play quarterback for the Giants and throw the football, that they're afraid of this kid throwing the football. What did he throw the ball, 4 or 5 times?
Yeah,
I don't get that.
2 for 7, yeah.
I don't get that. That, like, there's nobody else around who could throw a football 10 yards?
No, I agree with you. There are plenty of guys that can throw the ball. In fact, it's to their fault that they don't have one that they feel good about throwing the ball with. I mean, that kind of was a single wing. Not kind of. It was a single wing.
Right.
Offenses from 50 years ago. And I think Brian Daboll probably needs to look at his whole punch card as well. That was embarrassing. It was bad for the game. I thought I was watching a strike game, to be honest.
That was one of the worst football games I had ever seen. Awful.
24 punts, that'll do it to you.
Randy, so you mentioned Daboll, and quickly, we got about 45 seconds for your answer. Josh McDaniels being fired, another example of a coach from the Belichick tree not doing well. Why do you think that's been the case?
Because they can't bring number 12 with them when they head west every time some team tries it. That's for sure. I think it works. What works in New England doesn't work everywhere else. It's not just become a people business, right? You've got to get along with people. You can't have your way or the highway. You've got to build consensus to make some of these decisions. The game has changed more than ever the last 5, 6 years in that players are empowered more, and you have to work together. And I think people skills are really involved. If decision makers at the NFL level sometimes miss out on that, they'd rather implement a system, and sometimes it's fitting a round peg into a square hole, and it just doesn't work.
All right, that's our man, Randy Mueller. Great stuff as always, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Rob, Victor Wembanyama strikes again. Couple, Fox Sports Radio. That's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're in the final stretch of your chance to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Rob, some NBA action going on right now and some stunners if you're not watching. The Toronto Raptors, who are just 1-3, Rob, entering this game, are running roughshod over the Milwaukee Bucks, 85-64, late in the third quarter.
Blame Dame Lillard. I'm sorry.
Damian has 12 points, 4 assists, only 3 of 7 from the floor, which is odd. And the same thing for Antetokounmpo, 3 of 7 from the floor, 9 points. So they're just not into it. And remember, they got blown out by Atlanta in their second game and barely beat the Sixers. Now, obviously, it's early. There's going to take some adjustment time. But after a good win over Philly, maybe it wasn't as good as we thought, Rob. Maybe, you know, that was a sign that they weren't quite there yet when they only beat Philadelphia, sans James Harden by a point. And then you've got another game where the Oklahoma City Thunder, Rob, who watch out for them. Think they're going to have a good year. They're 3-1 and blasting. Well, not blasting. They were, but the New Orleans Pelicans have come back to get within striking distance. It's 51-43 at halftime. And, Rob, everybody's raving about Victor Wembanyama, and rightly so. He's played very well. But Chet Holmgren, remember, he was kind of the big Vic the year before out of Gonzaga, 7'1" tall, but can handle the rock, shoot the three. He's playing really well this year, Rob. He's third on the team in scoring, 15 points a game, 6 rebounds, and 2.8 blocks in just 26 and a half minutes a night. He's shooting over 60% from the floor, and this won't continue, but he's shooting 62% from three-point land. So you got a couple of young players who are really tall, playing on the perimeter and doing some things we haven't really seen before. Which brings us, of course, to Victor Wembanyama. Rob, did you watch any of that game last night?
I did. I watched when they were down by 20 early and, of course, found me something else to watch. And then I wake up.
Golden Girls reruns.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I wake. Chris, it was down. Am I wrong? No, they were down by 20.
It was a blowout.
I swear. Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah, because I want to watch him. Okay. I mean, that dude is, man, it's must-see TV for me.
I was watching, and I was just like, wow, okay. And then I wake up and find out that Kevin Durant can't hold on to the ball and get stripped and all that, and he's an old guy.
Never should have gotten to that point.
No.
I mean, they were, like you said, they were up 20, and it really shouldn't have been that close where he could get stripped. Now, he says he got fouled. They didn't call it. He didn't complain about it. Frank Vogel, the head coach, did. And I think Durant, Rob, is getting worn down by the end of some of these games Because remember, Bradley Beal and Devin Booker are out. And Booker's played one game and then been out since. And Beal hasn't played at all. And so Durant really is the only bona fide scorer. I mean, Eric Gordon used to be. He's older, but he's scoring just because nobody else can. He's got had 20 last night. But Durant, I think, is carrying too much of the load. And remember, this roster, Rob, was built to support three stars. So when two of them are missing, all the heavy burden falls on the one star. And that's what I think happened to Durant last night and has kind of happened a couple times this year. But Wembanyama, Rob, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 block shots in just 28 minutes. And Rob, 9 of his points and 2 of his blocks came in the fourth quarter when he played 7.5 minutes, 7:44 to be exact. And if you watch him, he's had these spurts where he just, you know, takes over and does things on both ends of the floor that kind of turn the game. And he looks good, Rob. He's just got to keep learning. And I hope that his minutes will gradually increase, Rob. He's only averaging about 28 minutes. Obviously, I get they want to bring him along slowly, but make sure you're allowing him, I'd say, to, you know, develop and get the minutes he can handle. And but, Rob, right now he's looking like,
as
he's
advertised.
As good as average. Yeah. He's looking as advertised.
I've seen, like I said, and watching, but I did not see the end of the game because I thought it was over. I really did.
Yeah, that was a. I mean, it was something that was hard to believe the way it ended. All right, they only led at the end of the game. That was their only lead all night. All right, we got an hour left. All right, couple, keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.